Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But now they have all those theaters like the iPix where you can order a meal.
Oh, I think it's so stupid.
What is stupid about
it? Because it's like, go 90 minutes without eating. No one else has this.
Such a P.
So who
Diddy
are you
move.
Writing?
Such a P. Diddy move.
It was very P. Diddy of him. Yeah, like,
so
I got
Diddy.
To see him be...
Where is he?
What's the minimum amount of time sex can be to still be good?
Well, I would never judge it on time.
What,
yeah.
You hear that, guy? Not today. So something I've been waiting to tell you since Christmas.
Oh my God.
Christmas, like 7 months
oh
or some shit. I know. So we were, it's not that big of a deal, but so we did Christmas at your place and you made lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Thank you.
But while I was eating the lasagna, I was taking the bread that you make. You make that bread mm-hmm. so fucking good and putting butter on it and then like wiping all the sauce in the pan. Mm-hmm. We were standing in the kitchen. I was just like wiping the pan with it. I was eating it, and this is going to blow your mind, I think, because your favorite food is pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like bread and butter with sauce better than pizza. How do you feel about that?
I don't hate it.
Okay.
Because my sourdough bread is really good.
Right. It's your bread. That's why it's okay. Yeah,
because it's
yeah.
like sourdough bread with the good tasting sourdough bread with butter is up there with a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
And then dip it in some sauce.
And you get those little pieces of meat from your lasagna.
And you had a little cheese. There's for sure cheese in there. So it's ish, pizza-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very, very similar to pizza.
I was sitting there on Christmas going, this is better than pizza.
Wow.
And I can't wait to tell Jamie this 7 months from now.
I'm so happy you told me this.
Because yeah.
I've been really insecure about my lasagna.
It was really good.
Good.
Oh my God. You're the hell that your kids put you through when you cook for them. That's probably when I see you at your saddest. Is when you cook for your kids and they're like, this
they're
is shit.
So rude.
And you
to
were
me.
Like you were cooking for like 2 hours.
They're
I watched
so
you
rude
like
to me.
Going all over the kid. The craziest shit ever was so your husband was away with your oldest son at a baseball mm-hmm. tournament. And I was hanging out with you and your youngest son, and you were cooking for hours.
A chili.
Chili. And then finally, like right before they get home, you're like, oh, they're going to be home in 10 minutes. And you got out a fucking blender.
A hand blender.
And you poured the chili into the blender and you were blending it. And I was like, what are you doing? And you're like, well, the last time I made this for Bo, he said he didn't like seeing the beans and the onions.
Yes.
So I'm going to blend it. And I'm going to put it on. And I was like, oh my God. Like, you're just such a good mom. And then you're like, you see him come home. And you're like, hey, sweetie, how are you? And you're
so
nice
excited.
To him. And you're like, you tell me about your this and that. And you're like, it's dinner time. And you sit down at the table. And first of all, in the kitchen, your husband's like, what is this? Like, but you
where
sit
get
down.
It from?
You sit down at the dinner table. And you put that in front of your youngest son. And he goes, this looks like diarrhea.
It did.
And I felt so, it did.
It did look like diarrhea.
But I felt so bad for you. And you were like, no, I chopped it up on purpose because you said, and it instantly starts the like.
Oh God.
The beef starts. They
yes.
give you a hard time.
They do. They love to. They love to give me a hard time.
Talking about pizza versus like, you know, bread and butter, this. A segment that I want to do on this show is going to be called Versus, where I just say two things.
Okay.
And we, you know, like chocolate versus vanilla.
Got it.
And you know, when I was thinking about that, vanilla?
Yeah. If it's like ice cream or cake or, yeah, vanilla.
What weird friends we are that like I knew about your loud farts, but I don't know that you prefer vanilla over chocolate. If I
had a vanilla cake in front of me or a chocolate cake, you don't know that I would pick vanilla?
No.
Really?
No clue.
I love chocolate, like chocolate bars, pieces of chocolate.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yes.
Yeah.
But ew. No chocolate cake. Blech.
Really?
No.
I see. If it was like a dessert and it was like, we're bringing dessert out to Jamie, what should we bring, chocolate or vanilla? I would instantly be like, chocolate.
Wow. Are we even
all
friends?
All right, Nadav, cancel the cake. Yeah. This is
well,
awkward.
Well, I'll eat it. If it's the only cake here, I'll eat it.
Yeah.
I just would have preferred vanilla.
So here's one that I love, which is seeing a movie at home versus seeing a movie in a theater.
Theater.
Really?
Yes, because I will
pay. I'm eating chocolate at home.
I will pay attention more if I'm in a theater.
Okay, right, because you have kids.
If I'm home, I'll pick up my phone. I'll get up to go to the bathroom. If I'm in a theater, I won't pick up my phone because that's rude and people will see the light of it, all that kind of stuff. And there's, yeah, there's just no distractions. There's no like, oh yeah, I had to do this. Or yeah, you're like, I feel like I am like held prisoner at my seat at a movie. So I will watch a movie I'm a much better audience at a theater than I am at home.
You know, I went to, I forget if it was like Men in Black 2 or like Bad Boys 2. I went to some premiere like in New York. And P. Diddy was sitting like four rows in front of me. And it was at a time where...
Is that his name right now? Or did it change?
I don't know. It's always... You're always P. Diddy. I don't know like what year this was, but no one had like BlackBerry looking things or like iPhone looking things where like the screen would light up. He was the only person who like had this at the time where it was like, oh, shit. Like everyone had like a little Nokia, but he was sitting there throughout the entire movie.
He had a SkyTel, I bet.
Or like a two-way. He had something that I was like, this is crazy that he has that. But he's doing it the whole movie.
Rude.
And like it's lighting up the thing. And also it's like, no one else has this.
Such a P.
So who
Diddy
are you
move.
Writing?
Such a P. Diddy move.
It was very P. Diddy of him. Yeah, like
so
I got
Diddy.
To see him be.
Where is he?
It's like when Nadav messes something up for us. It's like, oh, you're so Nadav.
So
you know,
Nadav.
That was him being like, so, you're so Diddy right
you're
now.
You're so Diddy.
Yeah.
Where's he
Diddy?
Been?
I don't know. Sometimes you see him like courtside at sporting events.
Oh, you do? Okay. He's okay.
At basketball games.
Okay.
He's all right. I think we would have heard if something happened to P. Diddy.
I don't know. You never know. He's kind of radio silence lately.
Yeah, that's probably good for him.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, he worked hard for a long time. I'm glad. Maybe he's just with his kids.
What do my twins ask when... Or what does he say? What do I say when my twins ask why I don't marry their mom? Damn. He says that in one of his songs. What about when my twins ask why I don't marry their mom? Damn. Like it hits him right there.
It's a good answer.
When he's recording.
It's honest.
Yeah. It hits
honest.
Him right there. He's like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know, because they were probably too young to understand that at the time.
I'm too young to understand. I still don't understand.
He's in the booth. He's like, damn, that's going to be a tough conversation.
Right.
You know?
Wow.
But
deep.
I'm sure you loved her.
Diddy's deep.
Diddy. Yeah. That's what the D stands
That's
for.
A D.
Yeah. So another thing I want to do is like a segment called What's Your Order?
Okay.
I name a place. You tell me what's your order.
Okay.
So like we're just talking about movie theater. When you go up to the concession stand, what's your order?
Popcorn.
Obviously.
Coke.
Do you go like, do you try and do it small so you don't eat a lot? Or are you like, give me the biggest
just
one.
Just a small, because that's all I want. A Coke. And then... if they have like Heath Bites, that's like what I would prefer.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'll get Nestle Crunch Bites. And then I'm
Very
hoping
good.
That whoever I'm with is getting some sort of gummy. Because I don't want to order two candies and popcorn and soda. So I, like if somebody like happens to be next to me and like order some like gummy bears, that would be awesome. That's like usually what I'll suggest. I'm like, you should get gummy bears.
Oh,
so
wow. Manipulative.
Yeah, it's very.
Wow. I never, okay.
Yeah. But now, you know, they have all those now they have all those theaters like the iPix where you can order a meal.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I went to one of
what
those once and I was
understand
like, this is so
it. It's
stupid.
Incredible.
Oh, I think it's so stupid.
What is stupid about
because
it?
Because it's like, go 90 minutes without eating.
No, you. What do you mean? You can go to a normal hour. I can go to a 7:30 movie as opposed to having to go to dinner at 7 and then a movie at 9, which 90% chance I'm going to fall asleep during it because it's past my bedtime. So if I can go to a movie at 7:30 and eat a meal that's like halfway decent with a waiter service.
No. See, first of all, when you have a waiter walking in while you're trying to watch a movie,
doesn't
insane.
Bother me at all.
But also it's like I only eat once a day. And I get so into it. Like, I don't watch TV when I eat. I am so focused on, like, this is my only time to eat during the day. And I enjoy it so much that if, like...
Well, you also eat for an hour.
At least. And the other problem I have is, like, I'm a little OCD when it comes to movies.
A little?
Where, like... Well, when it comes to movies.
Oh.
Where, like, if I'm watching a movie and I miss something, I, like, hyper-focus on it.
Oh.
and I have to go back. That like 10 seconds back button on the remote is like my best friend.
Oh my God. So you would probably be like Cutter, where like if I happen to look at my phone while him and I are watching something, or if I seemingly distract him, he'll pause it and just look at me.
Yeah, way to go.
And I'm like, press play, dude. I'm fine. Like, it's not messing up like your attention. I got it.
But see,
I can multitask. I'm a woman.
So I have a friend who's constantly on his phone. And whenever we go out to dinners, he's always on his phone. And like, you know, five people are like talking, having a good time. And then the punchline hits and like everyone's laughing. And then he's like, what? He's like, what happened? And then you have to retell the story that you were just, and I fucking... Because then everyone else is sitting there like waiting for you to hear this story.
That's annoying. That's
and that's
where
what happens in a movie sometimes. Sometimes you watch a movie with somebody and they go, wait, why is that guy in the car with that guy? And you're like, well, when you're looking at your fucking phone, they made the
Cutter's
outside going, yeah.
Yeah, but see, I don't ask for anyone to explain anything. I'll figure it out.
But
like,
Cutter,
I never bother him. And I'm like, wait, can you tell me what happened?
Cutter loves you so much. He wants you to have the full experience.
No, it has nothing to do with how much he loves me. It's just his tick. It just bothers him.
Yeah.
But here's what he does that I won't do. If I'm at a dinner table with a bunch of people, my phone stays in my bag because you are more important to me. Or my phone will go here upside down. So if it rings, I'll check if it's my babysitter or whatever. If not, I'm fully present with you. He's on his phone a lot.
See, I've gone to dinner with just Cutter. No phone. We're hanging. Oh, sorry, Cut. No, I mean, he was on his phone the whole time. He's like, buy, sell, or he's a stock. He's doing stocks.
Because you're talking about betting with him and interesting things. He has nothing interesting to talk with me about. We're together
he's talking
all
to you
the
all
time.
Day. Yeah, he's like, talking to you all day.
This bitch.
Yeah, dinner's time for him to send some emails.
That's right. Exactly. You know?
So my thing, movie theater, large popcorn.
Okay, sorry,
Sorry for what? Large popcorn, and I get M&Ms, and then you put the M&Ms in the popcorn, and they melt. It's a top three snack of all time.
Very messy.
But
would you do that today still? Would you do that today?
No, I wouldn't do that anymore. I don't really eat
M&Ms. Do you bring your own snacks to the movies?
No, I like to watch movies at home.
But tell me, could you go to a movie theater and just not eat and drink water the entire time? Like in a movie theater with
100%.
All the smells, everything?
Yeah, that's what I do.
How do you do it?
That's what I do now.
God, you have the will of... What's the analogy of somebody who has a strong will? I don't know. You've got a strong will, man.
But here's the people think that I have a strong will. But the thing is, like, no, I just don't like making myself feel like shit. Where like, if I'm in the movie theater and I'm eating popcorn and M&Ms and this, like,
like a nutritionist.
I'm happy for a little bit, but then the whole next day I'm miserable. Like I'm just like, oh, I don't.
Maybe
feel
I'm
my
just
stomach
so used
is
to being miserable.
That's the thing.
Feeling miserable.
Yeah, because there's definitely things that. Oh no. I think it's like your stomach gets used to shit. Also, like, you're used to always eating bad. We're like. If you went a month where you only ate clean stuff, and like I had a friend who placed a bet, shout out Nadav, who placed a bet, and it was a year long, no sugar, no bread, no alcohol, no nothing. And he like put a lot of money on it. So he was like, oh, this will actually make me stop doing these things, because he wanted to. And at the end, his first day back, he was like, oh, I'm going to have like some chocolate, like a little bit of like dark chocolate or whatever. And he got fully sick. Like, he was like, man, he's like, my head hurts, really? My stomach hurts. It's like when you clean yourself out of all that shit, it's the same way, like, if somebody's always getting 3 hours of sleep and they get 3 hours of sleep, they're fine. But if somebody's always sleeping 9 hours and you get 3 hours, it ruins your whole shit.
I have that when I went to India earlier this year and I...
nut job.
I completely disconnected from my phone. I checked in morning and night.
Like Cutter at dinner with me.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe he could have told me what it was like. Where in the morning and at night just to check in with my family. But like there was no Instagram. There were no emails. There was no apps. There was nothing. And when I got back, like I had more responsibilities. I had to check my phone. But like I found myself like feeling really bothered by looking at my phone. Like my head would hurt if I looked at Instagram. I would like scroll like I would do this like two times and be like, ah. This bothers me. I mean, now I'm back to my old ways, but like for a while it was shocking how like you could feel the effect it had on your brain.
100%.
And it was 11 days of no phone. That's all it took.
Yeah. I noticed my brain changes when like I just start talking to a new girl because I'm on my phone all the time, but I'm also like excited when she texts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you're like, oh, like you're like, and the text goes off and you're like,
best.
Oh, my. Yeah.
New love is
oh, you
the
and
best.
Cutter still have that. Stop it.
If I get excited when he texts me?
Every time.
I'm like, oh God, what now?
It's like, oh, Jack wants this, Bo wants this.
No, actually, Cutter stays flirty on texts.
Oh, hell yeah,
He gets mad when I just like heart them or like them. He gets so mad. But he wrote me I was literally sitting with my kids where Bo now, because he can read.
And he's like, how's that pussy?
I mean, no, but kind of. But like, Bo was with me. And he reads over my shoulder all the time now, Bo.
Oh, that's not good.
So I have to be careful. And Cutter wrote me something sort of flirty, whatever. And I just like, I'm with the kids, so I just hearted it. He got pissed at me. That was my reaction. He's like, that's it, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, because he was creative. It had emojis and whatever.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, eggplant emojis?
Nope, not an eggplant.
Can he share?
He got even more creative.
Can he share the emoji?
He can speak for himself when we bring him on here one day.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he got upset with me that I just liked it.
Mm. So then how did you then?
Well, then later I'm like, babe, we're the kids. What do we need to do? But he's just more that guy than me. I'm more of like in the moment, yes, but I'm not like a sexter.
So how does sex change when you have kids? Does it become something like you have to plan more? Like what is it just?
No, you're just tired.
You know what? I
get touched out.
That's what I was just going to say. So you explained, because forever, like, you know, I would hear guys complaining about, oh, my wife doesn't want to have sex with me anymore. And I always just thought like, oh yeah, she doesn't love you anymore. She doesn't want to touch you anymore. Like, she doesn't want to be with you, whatever. And I remember you told me a long time ago, you were like, from the time I wake up, I have my kids touching me, tugging at me, mommy, I want this and I want that, and touching and touching and touching. And you're like, then when 7 o'clock rolls around and I finally get them to bed, and I'm like, oh, I'm done. And then Cutter's like, hey, babe, what do you want? You're like, I just don't want to be touched like that. And like that, like I'll never forget when you told me that, because it was the first time where like I understood.
Yeah.
You know, I was
it's
like,
nothing
oh,
personal. It's
right.
Not that I don't want it. It's not that I don't want him. It's just I
never going to touch you again. He's sitting outside.
He knows I love him.
Everyone's walking by him, shooting him looks. He's like, oh, poor guy out there.
But it just, you do. You get, you just need your space back. I have no personal space. I mean, like my kids will talk to me and just step on my feet. Like he's just talking in front of me, stepping on my feet, pulling on my leg. Like it's just how they are. They're little monkeys. So yes, by the time an evening rolls around, I don't want anyone to touch me. I don't want anyone to talk to me, quite honestly, for like 45 minutes. I just need a little bit of space. So I think that's what happens after you have kids. But then, you know, there's like vacation time, you know, like there's a reason why like vacation sex is a thing.
Well, I'm not obviously like I don't have kids and I don't understand, but I can tell you that I've dated somebody for a while before. And even when you're don't have kids, like the vacation thing is like
it's a
different thing, you know, like you're like, oh, I'm gonna show up, like,
you just have no responsibility, you detach yourself from things,
and
so
also
you're
always like, there's always a lot of skin showing, you're just always one layer away from banging.
That's
like, you know what I mean, you're not like
someone can make the bed later for you.
You come back from the pool and the bed's just made and you're like, okay,
nothing like it. Love it.
Hell yeah. So do any of you guys in the booth wear Apple Watches?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Do you... Go ahead. Yes? No?
I do.
There's one. There was
one.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Sometimes. Are we... Do you wear it during sex?
No.
Nadav does.
I did at first, and then I was asked to take it off.
Wow. Yeah. That is... You are being so Nadav right now.
Take it off?
Yeah, because, you know, she would see that it was vibrating, too. And she's like, hey, could you fucking
move that over? Wait, you were getting, like, text messages and things?
Don't tell me you looked at it.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, he did.
No. He told me
he's
did.
Like, he's like, maybe it's Tom. Maybe it's Tom. I have to look.
Look, when it vibrates, you're just like, oh, my God, my wrist is exploding. What? I got to see what this is. And they're like, oh, okay, someone on Instagram saying something.
That's foul.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, so now I take it off.
So she how many times did you think you, oh, by the way.
That's crazy, dude.
You're wearing fucking that, wearing, getting texts. Oh my God. Because what, have you ever get a text from like your mom?
You know, that didn't happen while having sex with the Apple Watch. But I realized how I was honestly just moments away from disaster and imprinting on me in a terrible way.
Yeah, that's horrible. You don't wear ever an Apple Watch.
I don't have one.
I do the same. But would you wear it? Would you want one?
You know, I did have it when my kids were very little, because... You're
always with the kids.
I know. So boring.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's my life. When my kids were little, because if I would purposely try to... I was going through this phase where I was trying to put my phone down and be very present with them all the time.
Yeah.
Because when you're... I was like stay-at-home momming it like hardcore for a while. I'd taken a break from acting. So it was like a year and a half, 2 years where I was like just at home with my kids going crazy. And... So I was on my phone all the time. So I was trying to detach from it. So I got an Apple Watch so that I could see, is it worth it for me? Who's calling? Should I go get it or not? I was like purposely leaving my phone in another room. So that's why I got the Apple Watch, to sort of judge whether it was, my phone was worth my attention or not. Does that make sense?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Nadav, did you ever see like spikes in your heart rate and you were like, oh shit, that's when I was having sex last night?
Oh, that's what I thought you were going with the question.
Oh. I mean, I never really looked at the heart rate like the next day, like just looking at my graphs.
Like calories burned?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're like, what was this? And you were like, oh shit. Cause it'd be funny if Nadal's was like a 2 minute spike. You know, you know, like you see fucking, and he's got that 3 hour spike going on.
You could actually time it for yours. You could actually get a time code for it.
100%. So yeah. Again, your husband is right outside. If you had to say as a woman for you, what are you laughing at?
I feel like I must not know what the question is about.
If you had to say, as a woman for you, what is the perfect length that sex would be? How long?
See, I can't answer that question because I think it really varies on like situations.
Okay, so how what's the minimum amount of time? This is for Nadav. What's the minimum amount of time sex can be to still be good?
What?
I would never judge it on time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What, yeah. You hear that, guys? What a sweet, you just became
well,
the...
I'm married a lot. I'm with Cutters and I've been together over 12 years. So, you know, we've done it all. We've like, you know, experienced it all. So, I don't judge things in the moment because I know the fluctuation of our sex life.
Okay.
Does that make, yeah.
Yeah. Since we're on sex, we'll stay on the topic. I know you love it. So we're going to have this cup that has random questions in it, right. Which is, they don't really have a real answer. But I also like to, sometimes I find myself wanting to Google something and I go, it's so much more fun to talk to Jamie about it than like actually Googling it and finding out the answer.
It's just like making me uncomfortable.
No. The first one is not at all. The first one was, how fast do you think a plane goes on land, on the wheels, before it takes off?
Oh,
because that's what I like. I was thinking about this the other day,
like,
and I was like,
200 miles an hour.
Okay, so yeah, my guess was like probably around the same. Like, I was like, I think I landed kind of on like 200 miles an hour. Nadav, can you Google this and see what the answer is? What do you guys think?
I was gonna say 300.
But see, the problem that I thought with 300 is like that's faster than like any race car. Right?
I mean,
it's a plane. It's going in the sky.
It's got a jet engine.
Yeah, I know, but it's like on the land. I'm like, I don't, on just those little wheels, 300 miles an hour, that big thing. I'm like, I don't know.
They're good wheels.
I just feel like the runway is so long. Yes. So to go like to the end of that as fast as we do, it feels like it's got to be, like 300, 200, 300.
Yeah, I was going to say 2 to 3.
Probably depends on the size of the plane, too.
Yeah, that's
true. That too.
Very true. I think commercial planes. Do you have an answer, Nadav?
Yeah.
What do we got?
Between 149 to 177 miles per hour.
Slow.
Yeah, well, we were kind of. That's a decent answer. Sometimes our answers are so ridiculous. Yeah. So the other one, this might make you a little uncomfortable, but I don't think so. What do you think the record is for a gangbang?
This is terrible.
No. I'm just, but I thought about it the other day and I was like, oh, I wonder what.
I don't
what...
even understand what this question is.
So, you know what a gangbang is? When a girl does a porn and she, we're talking about in porn.
Yes, I know what
a gangbang
is.
So in porn, a girl is banging like 10 dudes at once. And then sometime like 15 years ago, girls started being like, I want the record for most gangbang because that gets you like as a porn star a certain notoriety. So I was like, wow, because I remember back in my day, there was a woman named Houston. She did the Houston 500. And she did 500 dudes. And I was like, this is like 15 years ago. I wonder what the record is now. So what do you think it is?
That literally happened, 500?
Yes. Shout out to Houston.
I can pull up the video if you'd like to see
it. No.
All right.
I think we're good.
Carter,
that was Nadav, by the way.
550?
550. Okay, so there was this one I actually did Google because I wanted to have the answer for you. There was a woman named Lisa Sparks who did 919
Mm-mm.
men
in a row.
And she held the record until Sabrina Johnson came in and went right to 2,000.
That's impossible. Like, that's literally physically impossible.
Well, it's on video. You and Cutter could watch it tonight. Don't go looking at your phone when you're watching it now.
I'm not.
You got to pay attention. We need a count. We're going to have you sit there with, you know, those things.
There's absolutely not a chance in the world that I'm going to be watching that at all.
Sorry, Cut. Yeah.
At all. Yes. You can be your mandate. Not
yeah.
for me.
Oh, no. That's awkward. All right. Yeah. But even, like, as a guy who does watch porn, that would never be the fucking porno. Like, ever. Like, I would
First
never.
First of all, how long would that be?
So disgusting. I don't even know. That is a crazy amount of time. It has to be 10 hours. Like, could you imagine being, you know, whose brain has to be so fucked up? The guy who had to, like, edit that porn.
All of it. Anyone there is scarred for life is not okay.
Right. Like, guy anyone. Like 1900.
Yeah. Nobody's okay after that.
It's just editing that would be so sad. At least the guy who was, like, waiting to fuck got to fuck. You know what I mean? Like, the guy who's just sitting there editing that video, 2,000 women, and trying to decide, like, oh, what should I leave in and leave out? Like, what's, oh, man. See, this is why this is here for you. Whenever you want to change topics, Amy, there you go. You reach in and you try and read my handwriting.
Okay, here we go. You take a date to a concert or pro sporting event.
Should we just let her go?
Hey, back.
Okay.
You have backstage passes waiting
for
you.
Yes.
When you get there, there is only one pass. What do you do?
Yes. So this happened on a sports podcast I listened to. This guy took a girl. He used his, like, clout to get passes to go see a game.
Okay.
They went to see the game, and right when he got to where you pick up, like, they were in the game already.
Yeah.
But then when it was time to go, like, you know, to the sidelines, they found that he only had one sideline pass.
Okay, if he is, like, a diehard fan of this band or this team, go. I'm fine. I don't need to do it. For sure.
But then how long do you expect him to go and come back to meet you in the seats? Like, if it's a football game, and let's say he goes down there, how long do you expect before you're like, hey, you should...
Half a quarter.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Get a couple of pictures. Yeah. And what if it's, like, a band?
A couple of songs. Oh, well, band would be after the show.
Right. Yeah, band is... Okay, so what if it's after the show? You just...
I would probably go, and then he can go.
No,
like,
you only
I would
have
go
one
somewhere
pass.
Else. Meaning, like, I'd leave the venue.
Oh, yeah, but see, if you're a guy, you can't accept that, because then you're an asshole. If the woman's like, I'm going to go.
Most guys, I will say, that I've been with, like, would not have left me.
No, no, no.
You know what I mean?
You can't do it.
I can think of one boyfriend, though, that, like, he was such a diehard fan of things.
I know who you're talking about.
Like, he was, like, very fanatical about very, like, sports teams and bands.
Like, minor league sports teams.
Yes. He would have been like, I'm going to go for a little while. Like, right.
And that's why
you're
not with him anymore.
That's right.
Yeah, see?
That's right.
Where... I could, here's how I base it is, like, who is this woman to me? If it's somebody who, like, we're dating and I don't really care and I'm super into what it is, like, I'll be like, hey, sorry, babe. Like,
really?
You know what I mean? But if it's a girl who I'm in love with, I'm never,
like,
I'm
Cutter,
never leaving.
Like, Cutter, I promise, would not go
no way.
For a minute without me.
No way.
And that's not necessarily something I love about him. That's just, like, who he is. Like, it's so sweet, but because I would be okay. But
right,
he's,
right.
It's just who he is. Like, he just could never leave me. Like, it would, like, there's nothing I can imagine that he would leave me for.
How
famous last words.
How sweet is that?
I know, he's a good guy.
You want to do a Who Knows Less About Sopranos to wrap up the...
Yes.
The show. My favorite segment.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nadav. Are you ready this time?
We gotta give the people what they want.
Do you have the answers?
I was so surprised that you were like, because you're like, I've never seen an episode of, you know, like fucking Noah Tambaum or whatever.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, someone that says they don't know anything about Sopranos, that's very interesting. And then I asked.
Because I was there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I was living it for 10 years, but I didn't go home and watch the show when it was done. But I was in all the scenes. So, like, I was in scenes with that guy.
Right.
But I never watched him on TV.
Which was an interesting thing, you know, for me to to start cluing into the trivia stuff. So here is the next trivia question in which neither of you were in this scene.
Okay.
And it might seem very simple, but let's see how this goes. We'll see if this changes from here on out.
Oh, and here, Jamie, so you want to
write it down?
Yeah, we should write it down. Yeah.
Just give me your pen when you're done.
So that, okay, yeah.
All right. So where and why did Big Puss get whacked in season 2?
Okay.
And then I have a bonus point. Who did it?
We have the same answer. We have both same answer. Go ahead, show it, Yane.
What was it?
On a boat. He was a rat.
Yep. Bonus points. Do you guys know who killed him?
Hold on.
Yeah.
We both have the same answer.
Damn. All right. I need to start making these way harder.
Oh, wait. Guess what? Rob has... Oh, no, wait. I don't know. She said Tony Silvio Pauly. I said Tony.
Yep, Jamie is correct. So Rob gets 1 point, Jamie gets 2 points. Let's just split the difference and say Jamie gets 1 point.
Okay.
Okay. See, I think we should get... Should we possibly get separate that into 3 points, that question?
Oh, for where and why?
Where was it?
I also have bad handwriting, by the
sure.
way.
Oh, all my right. God, Jamie, you can't even read my handwriting. So
Rob
bad.
Has 2 points and Jamie has 3 points. Let's split the difference and Jamie gets 1 point.
Okay.
What? You're such a strange like, point winner, system. Like, give Rob winner, his points. Like, why are you taking him away?
This is what he does. This is what he does.
Like, I'm beating him
he
by
takes,
one. Is that what you do?
Takes.
Like, if you're like watching the Yankees and the Red Sox, look, you're like, well, the Yankees are winning 10-9, so let's just say they're winning 1-0. Like, you don't do that.
I just played cornhole over the weekend, and that was the rules for cornhole.
That's
so
strange. That's stupid.
Yeah. See, I know 6 months from now, the answer to the F, Marry, Kill, you will still be killing that man. I know it for a fact.
That was weird.
Yeah. You're
that
fucking
was very
so Jamie
weird.
Gets
by the
one
way,
point you, and you, Rob gets zero.
Speaking of your point system.
That's crazy, dude.
Very weird.
A little crazy, pal.
Yeah. Just as crazy as eating in a theater, I guess, right?
No, that's just something I don't enjoy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that about wraps up episode 2
Look
of Not
us.
Today, Pal.
Wow, that one flew by.
Yeah, well the first one was kind of presenting things and how things
of
are going to
go
and not, you know, but now we'll get in a groove. Things are going to
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks. That's an episode.